And here's today's news from Public Sector Executive on Monday, the 29th of April, 2024. First Minister of Scotland Humza Yousaf has announced his resignation just over a year after he took up the role. The news comes as Yousaf faced reported threats from across the Scottish Government following his decision to end the Bute House Agreement with the Scottish Green Party. As reported by Public Sector Executive last week, the First Minister ended the cooperation agreement with the Scottish Greens over disagreements and uncertainty. Yousaf is now the second First Minister to resign in just over a year, with his predecessor Nicola Sturgeon doing the same in 2023. With the beginning of this week marking election week for councils across the country, the Local Government Association has come together with the Joe Cox Foundation and the Electoral Commission to lead a call for no abuse of candidates. People are being urged to treat candidates with respect and dignity, as well as not engaging in behaviour that could be construed as harassment or intimidation. The importance of this message comes amid concerns over the increased level of abuse and intimidation aimed at local councillors. Recently, the LGA found that 75% of councillors in England and Wales have experienced some form of intimidation or abuse during their election campaigns last year, whilst a survey by the Electoral Commission found that 24% of candidates at the last local elections experienced someone else making them feel unsafe intentionally. And the Department for Work and Pensions has announced that it's planning to reform the disability benefits system, looking to move away from fixed cash benefits to more tailored support. The news comes as the DWP announces that there are now 2.6 million people of working age claiming the personal independence payment, which was introduced in 2013 to support those living with disabilities to manage the extra costs of living independently. With 33,000 new awards for PIP every month, the government predicts that this will cost the taxpayer £28 billion per year by 2028-29. Andy Cook, Chief Executive of the Centre for Social Justice, said that we owe it to those most struggling to make sure the benefits system provides the best support to those who need it. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin, and check out our stories in full on our website, publicsectorexecutive.com.